Sandy Ferris, Bryan School District, here this evening, and always plenty of things going on.
That's right. Of course, this is the last week of school. Tomorrow is the last day of the regular school year. Bryan ISD operates the flexible year program, which means that students who pass TACs, pass their core classes, and have no attendance issues will get out of school tomorrow. We've got an additional 10 days for students who don't qualify under one of those options. Our buses will run at a normal time tomorrow, both pick up and take home, but we are allowing parents to pick up children at noon tomorrow. So if parents are able to do that, that's perfectly okay. And if they can't, we've got activities for whatever students are remaining on campus. High school, same thing. I know they've got some activities for them, but we don't typically expect those high school kids to stay around that long. The Carver preschool day will run as normal. They've got a morning and an afternoon preschool, and then we will have breakfast and lunch on all campuses tomorrow. And so, as I said, Monday starts the FYP days. Those students will go through Friday, June 3rd, and that is a half day, and I think I'll be back before then, and I'll talk about that some more. And another thing I want to let people know, if there are any former Mary Branch Bears out there, if you went to elementary school at Mary Branch, you might be interested. On Saturday, there's going to be a reception at 2 o'clock. They have taken the time capsule out of the entrance there of Mary Branch. It was put in there, and there was a plaque on there that said to be opened on May 11th, 2011. So our maintenance guys did take it out, and it was kind of interesting because one of the men who actually laid the bricks for that and covered that time capsule up was one of the ones taking them back off a couple of last week. And he did a really good job because it took him a long time to get those bricks out of there. But from 2 to 3 on Saturday at Mary Branch, they'll have all those items on display that were in the time capsule. So that'll be a neat thing. If you went to school there and want to go back, that'd be a good thing. And then, of course, next week, our graduation starting on Thursday. Our students at the Mary Catherine Harris School will graduate at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening at Rudder High School. Then on Friday, we have Bryan Collegiate High School at 7 o'clock. They will be at Rudder Auditorium on the Texas A&M campus. Saturday, we've got two graduations. At 9 o'clock that morning, Bryan High School will be graduating at Reed Arena. And then at 1 o'clock that afternoon, Rudder High School will graduate at Central Baptist Church. So lots of places to be.
And as always, everything is online.
Online, Facebook, and Twitter, and Bryan ISD website.
Let's do another reminder about the Hall of Honor.
Hall of Honor, we're still taking nominations. The deadline for that is May 27th, and you can go on the City of Bryan website or the Bryan ISD website. It tells you what the criteria is. You can do an online application. If that doesn't appeal to you, you just want to shoot off an email, that's fine. Send an email to info@bryanisd.org and tell us the name, and if you can remember what year they graduated and a little bit about that person, because we're looking for outstanding graduates to honor in August.
And want to give a verbal tip of the tongue, so to speak, Mike Cargill's retirement reception today.
That's right.
Thomas Wallace, the new superintendent, had his reception earlier in the week, and great transition.
That's right. If you're still in the vicinity of our administration building there on William Joel Bryan in Texas, you've got 10 minutes to go say goodbye to Mike. His reception will be over at 6.
Very good. Sandy, as always, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris with the Bryan Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.